I drove home last night and I saw my first Christmas lights in a house for the year. I thought 1st of December was not too bad, but that was the first one last night. As you say, we've moved into December. We start now to really think about Christmas. We start to ramp up the preparations. We think about the day itself, planning the gifts, the turkey, the Christmas tree, all that sort of stuff. But I think also when we think about Christmas, we start to think about what is important, what's really important. Things like family, things like life. Perhaps even your legacy. We start to think about that sort of thing. What will people think about us? How will we be remembered? And I was thinking about a padre who, upon retiring from the army, took up a job as the minister in a city centre church. And after a few years, he became much loved and highly respected. But sadly, the padre contracted a very unusual disease whilst on holiday, an illness that was sadly to prove terminal. As he lay dying on his deathbed, the padre sent a message for two of his church members to come to his home. The first was the chair of a large multinational bank, and the other was a politician from the local area. When they arrived, they were ushered into the padre's bedroom, and as they entered, the padre held out his hands and motioned for them to sit either side of his bed. The padre grasped their hands, sighed contentedly, smiled, and just stared at the ceiling. For a time, no one said anything. Both the banker and the politician were touched and flattered that the padre would ask for them to be with him during these final moments. They were also puzzled, because the padre had never given them any indication that he particularly liked either of them. They both remembered his long, uncomfortable sermons about greed, covetousness, abuse of power, sermons that made them squirm every Sunday in their pews. And finally, the banker said, "Padre, tell me, why did you ask us to come? Us of all people?" And the minister mustered up his strength and then said weakly, "Oh, Jesus died between two thieves, and that's how I want to go."